skip around the enforcement report for the moment and just go to public comment, which is noticed for any time after 11. So if there's any member of the public that wishes to address the board on an item not on the agenda, fill out a speaker card. I have two cards so far, David Dugan and Eric Greening. Is there anyone else that wishes to address us? Okay, Mr. Greening, why don't you come forward?
Good morning. I'm Eric Greening from Atascadero. Recently, this county's voters passed Measure J, amending the general plan to allow a major development on unincorporated land adjacent to the city of San Luis Obispo. This development includes what is called a private utility facility defined as follows, quote, private utility facility means on-site utilities including a wastewater facility and domestic package plant to support the Delidio Ranch water and wastewater demands, unquote. The wastewater facility and associated ponds would be located in a floodplain. No performance standards, specifications, or conditions defining this facility or the amount and quality of its discharge are contained in this measure. Normally, your board would only weigh in on the back end of the process, regulating the discharge from this package system and responding to any problems. County Environmental Health would weigh in on conditions of approval for this wastewater system to ensure the facility's capability to meet defined performance standards. However, Measure J relieves the county of this oversight. Quote, the application shall be ministerially granted. Certificates of occupancy shall also be granted ministerially, provided only that construction conforms to countywide building and grading requirements for issuance of such certificates and to regulations of the Delidio Ranch Zoning District. No additional approvals or entitlements, including but not limited to departmental review approval, unquote, and a whole list of other things that won't happen, quote, shall be required by the county to develop the project described in such application, unquote. The measure does state that the developers must prepare a stormwater pollution prevention plan and also that an NPDES permit will be sought if required. So one question is, who will tell them if it's required? In any event, neither of these conditions speaks specifically to the wastewater system. So my main question for your board is, can you take on the oversight role to ensure the adequacy of the wastewater treatment plant since County Environmental Health is preempted from oversight? I would welcome your placing an item on a future agenda to look at Measure J and its wastewater project and to clarify your role, including assessment of your options for involvement sooner rather than later, so that San Luis Obispo Creek and the county, the public health, can be affirmatively protected. Thank you.
Mr. Thomas or Ms. Oaken? Do you have any response?
If they're going to build a wastewater treatment facility, they need either WDRs or an NPDES permit, depending on where the discharge is going to go, and the county can't eliminate that requirement. And as Mr. Greening read the measure, which I haven't read, they haven't tried to eliminate that requirement. In terms of getting in on the ground floor, I'm not sure how we would do that. We don't regulate land use planning, but they certainly couldn't start discharging through that system without having a permit from us. So if they want to go ahead and build something and get a permit when they're done and find out they can't use it, then they do so at their own risk.
We've talked to the project proponents a couple of times about this package plant, and staff's position is that we discourage the use of package plants. However, the applicant is free to send in a report of waste discharge and apply for a permit either for discharge to surface water or to land, and they've indicated to us that they plan on doing that. And when they do, we'll respond to that permit. or that permit application, I mean.
All right. Mr. Dugan?
My name is Dave Dugan, Los Osos. Actually, I'm going to ask if I could defer my comments until after Nancy Castle, representative for AGP, talks on her subject, because it bears on the same subject, and I don't want to step on her toes, if it's possible.
Okay, then why don't we have Ms. Castle come up? I have a card here.
Good morning, board members. My name is Nancy Castle. I am a resident of Morro Bay, and I am an owner of AGP Video, and we miss being here this morning. The reason we're not here is we're in negotiations with staff for many months to bring our contract into conformance with rates that we charge for other meetings that we provide our services to. The history of the regional board is you folks heard the issue about the Diablo Canyon warming of the waters way back when we were just getting started. We recognized that it was a good thing to present to the community and also help put us on the map. We came in, we've been doing your meetings for a very, very reduced rate since then when we've been in here in San Luis Obispo. Our rates have gone up, our costs have gone up. It's a fact of doing business. We did talk with staff on several different occasions, and we sent in proposals. I didn't hear back from staff when I contacted them. They said that we were informed there wasn't enough money in any budget to continue to have us come in, and so that's why we're not here today. Would very much like you guys to agendize this, perhaps look at factors, and perhaps instruct staff to renegotiate with us and see if something can't be done so we can continue to provide our services for these meetings. Since we began web streaming, we haven't had an accurate counter on our web on our sites. However, the July meeting, we did have a counter. There was 3,000 hits on the site for that day. So I think that particularly with the issues that are very big in this area, that without our services here, the building's going to be overwhelmed with people who come to the meeting. I just throw that out as one factor. So we miss being here, truly. We feel in San Luis Obispo County, we've helped take the regional board as the big bad boogeyman. That view that was what we heard at meetings before we started coming, to a recognition that you have a mission to accomplish that is really to the benefit of the community of San Luis Obispo and the state as a whole, and that people better understand that. And I'd be glad to answer any questions. I talked as fast as I could in my 3 minutes, and thank you.
Right on the button. Any questions for Ms. Castle?
No, but I would like to support what she suggests, which is to agendize the issue if a resolution hasn't been reached by the time we meet next.
Well, what's the status of your contract negotiations or renegotiations with the other public entities that use your service?
The biggest news is we just submitted a proposal in response to an RFP for the California Coastal Commission. That staff is very excited, and you never know, but fairly confident that no matter what happens, the value of our services in relation to any other bid will be recognized, and we'll be doing those meetings. Everywhere else, we've brought our rates into conformance. We're working on a lot. The Ocean Protection Council just met in Sacramento. We cover their meetings. We do the Fish and Game Commission meetings. We do
But how about in this area?
In this area, all of our contracts are in conformance with our rates.
Have been renegotiated?
Yes.
Okay. San Luis Obispo County?
The county, where they're going to, we have a variety of contracts with the county. We cover SLOCOG and Slorda, which is the transportation issues. Their contract is in conformance. The county of San Luis Obispo is putting out a production contract for the Board of Supervisors and Planning Commission meetings, putting out an RFP probably just after the beginning of the year now, and and to a great extent, we're the only company that does as much. I mean, there are video production companies that might see this as a opportunity to provide services, but AGP Video has such a long-standing understanding of the needs of government that by the time we get done letting people know what we really do provide, we're in there.
I can imagine we're probably in the middle of a budget cycle, and I'm just wondering.
Well, we've been talking about this with staff. The first proposal I sent to Sandy Denny was dated May 24th, which granted is right on the edge of budgetary planning, but we'd had phone conversations before the paper went in. And so it's been ongoing since then. And we did meet with Michael Thomas and Cindy Jones, mm-hmm. and had a discussion and looked at providing some other services so that monies could be found. And when I didn't hear back from staff, I did give a call in and received a phone message, or in a phone conversation was told that no, staff didn't feel they could find the money.
Well,
I can comment if you like.
Yeah.
Yep. We did discuss our budget and the current amount that we're paying to AGP Video and the amount that AGP Video is now requesting. And we explained that we have no budget for this type of service. There's nothing in our budget that allows us to pay for this service. So we're trying to figure out a creative way to do it.
Have we been paying for this?
We have been paying for it, but we had to figure out a creative way to do it. We have an unusual situation in our agency where we don't control our budget. The State Board controls the budget and describes the line items that we can pay for. So we have to go to the State Board and say, this is a service that we would like to have, and we'd like to have a line item budget for it. We haven't been successful in doing that.
Do other boards provide this service?
I don't know.
Does the State Board provide this service?
I don't know if the State Board has the same.
The State Board meets in the Cal EPA building, which has a video production contractor available on call. And because the Cal EPA building is actually how we've got a relationship with staff in that building for our distribution statewide of our internet, actually the last State Board meeting relating to the Los Osos issue, we made a couple of phone calls, and that's how it got videotaped and streamed. It is not their practice to archive those meetings, and so we requested a copy of the DVD of that meeting, and we put it on our site. So while there is that, I would just like to mention too that in just a month ago, and I didn't bring the number and I meant to, Governor Schwarzenegger has an executive order, and I can email the number to staff, that is to, on one hand, to increase broadband usage. You're nodding, you know about it. And one of the elements is to increase access to public meetings by providing them on the internet. And the Coastal Commission and the Fish and Game, actually Michael Christman of the Resources Department, whom we've worked with for years, is very aware of this and working. Although you guys are you under Resources or are you under?
No.
Okay, never mind. Air Resources Board, we've got a request for offer to complete for them. They're going to be videotaping up to 50 meetings a year. So there's, I think maybe there'll be more money available.
Well, go ahead.
I was just going to say that the usefulness or the value of the service is not something we're debating.
Right.
It's how to pay for it.
Yeah. Well, I agree. I think the usefulness is tremendous, you know, as a public service and bringing the government out to the public. Let's see, what can we do about this? You know, my thought is we do have some type of a line item that we've been using. It's still there, right?
We don't have a specific line item for this.
But, yeah.
We're using other funds to cover this.
Okay. Well, are those funds still available?
Yes. Yes. But
they're not at the amount.
Not at the amount.
Well, that I understand. But the board is now becoming aware of this issue. It wasn't before.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in the middle of the budget cycle. I don't think there's much that can be done with the state board at this point. But as the next budget cycle gets examined by the state board, you know, we could lobby for a specific line item as a board.
I think we should be starting that lobbying now. I mean, I understand that the staff have been in contact with state board, but to my knowledge, the chair hasn't ever written a letter that has gone to the state board saying, you know, this is something.
Not on this issue.
No.
But on others, I
of
have.
Of course.
And they go like this.
I understand, but this is where you can get penny wise and pound foolish.
Well, I'm very willing to write a letter.
Yeah.
No question about that. Yeah. And I think we could start now. I would agree with that.
Right. I mean, because when you look at what the state spends on these hearings, it's laughably, appallingly little.
Yeah.
So. The marginal the increment that we're asking for in relation to a $100 billion state budget,
yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Are you able to continue with the current amount that we've been paying through our budget cycle?
Well, in fact, there actually wasn't a contract created for this year, as I recall. We did, whatever the last meeting, I think, fell into, I actually don't remember the dates. To level with you, let's put the figures out on the table. We have been doing it for $500, which for is, you know.
Per meeting.
Flat rate. And recently, since we went to the robotic cameras, that has covered our costs. However, I mean, that's just our costs. That's not the overhead. When we had to have operated cameras in here, there were many times when we didn't even cover the cost of employees. We've raised our production rate to 1500 for this meeting, plus an overtime allotment that would kick in after 8.5 hours of meeting. And then the webcasting is another $750, but that includes encoding afterwards and storing it on our servers indefinitely so that the archive is there so that you or anyone can go and look at this. So we're talking about $2,225 per meeting as a base rate. For the next meeting that's coming up in just a few weeks, we are going to contact the community that's involved and see if they will be generous enough to at least partially fund our presence here. That may be a mixed reaction to you, but these 3,000 hits I'm talking about are potentially people who didn't come to the meeting. For the going forward, we could work together, absolutely. I'd rather be here than not be here. I think that in standing here realizing that with the executive order the governor has put out, the state board is probably could be convinced that this is a good thing, particularly given that you guys have had this service for so many years. They aren't going to want to see it stop. So, you know, I'd be glad to come back to the table.
Okay, well, what can we do at this point?
Well, I mean, ask the staff to continue. I think it's a valuable service. I always have. I've always supported this. I think they provided the services in the past where we've had meetings that board members weren't available to be there, and they've watched the video portion of it to bring them up to speed where they could participate the next round of hearings.
Right.
And I think that and that's much easier to do than reading cumbersome reports that you can actually see, because when you see an actual action, it's you get more emphasis on the testimony than reading it, because you can see the reaction of the individual person. My only concern of this is that, because I'm from the northern part of this region, we don't know, the northern folks don't know much about your organization. You do a great service down here, but as you can see, there are items on our agendas that cover other parts of the region other than San Luis Obispo or Santa Barbara County. And I would like to see more notice to the folks in Santa Cruz, Monterey, and San Diego counties that there's items on our agenda that pertain to them as well.
And that is something that we did offer, was to, because we are a road show, we have crews that go on the road constantly. In fact, one's leaving for Santa Barbara today to do the abalone workshop that's being held at the university. And part of our proposal was written with the idea of going on the road. And it will cost additional monies, but we can provide complete audio systems, complete presentation systems. We do have an amount for an advance day as necessary, you know, if the setup is too large. I mean, all of this can be worked out. But we've been asking staff to appropriately fund us to go to all of your meetings. We would rather do all of your meetings so that there is the continuity of topics. And, in fact, met up in Salinas, I believe, and that was where our tape was used to keep Mr. Bowker informed.
Watsonville.
So the package is there.
Mr. Chair, then I would ask the staff, I don't know if there's a nexus that we can draw between some of our fine money that we receive from some of the, to this, that I don't know if the staff's researched that, but I do know when I was chair of this board that the staff and I did look into trying to find funding, and it's very difficult. The structure from the state board is very definite in what they will do and won't do, and so it makes it very difficult. But if we could find a mechanism to take some of our dollars that we have that come in off of fines to be directed to that, I don't know if that's legal or not, but at least we could research it.
Yeah.
It's another.
The faces, you're missing that because you have no video. See the faces down the line. I think, too, that one place I am remiss, and one thing that you might do, is when we do meetings, or even looking on our website, which is slowspan.org, and a sister website, which is cal-span.org, where we post the meetings that we have done that are archived, that there are, you know, I know we did hours of timber industry and other issues. If we're here, we're here. And those items are archived if we did stream them, which we have been doing for at least the past year. So certainly the fat lady hasn't sung. Oh, I'm glad I'm not being videotaped. That might not have been politically correct. But let's keep working. And, you know, I think perhaps the executive order is a new way of making changes in what might have been the norm, in that, you know, particularly outreach and information. I mean, even one of the last meetings I was at about the Gaviota, I think it was Gaviota's flood water management plan, I got requests for copies of that from other communities. So a lot of what you do does educate. So,
well, your
preaching to the choir.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'll step down.
I mean, we're on board with you.
All right.
All of us. If we had the money, we would just write the check.
I appreciate
and
that.
And be done with it. But what I'd like Mr. Thomas to do is maybe draft a letter from me to the chair of the state board on this and see what we can't do in terms of starting to create a line item for us in the budget. And then if you could work to see if we have any funds or additional funds available from some source that maybe we could use to tie us over through this budget cycle, that would be great.
We'll do it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, Mr. Dugan.
David Dugan, Los Osos. Thousands of people watch these videos. And not just people of Los Osos, but San Luis Obispo County. They're really interested in what goes on here. It helps with transparency in the process. And a lot of people can't make it down here. They're old, infirmed, just can't make it because of their working or whatever, and they depend on these videos and these streams to keep them apprised of what's going on. I'm particularly concerned about the up-and-coming CDO hearings for Los Osos and how we can work out to get the cameras in here, because of course you don't want 1,000 people here because they can't get it on video. You want the people that are directly concerned to be here. And I remember the first hearing, and we had them out there in the outside watching on a TV monitor there. And I think at the time it was I think we had a some fire marshal say this is overcrowded, people got to leave or at least go outside. So the concern I had directly is for the meeting and the hearings on the 14th and 15th for the Los Osos CDOs, and how perhaps your staff can find some money, and I'm going to go and try to do an outreach to the community of Los Osos to see if they can come up with some money too to help these hearings be videotaped and streamed on online. And hopefully we can come to some kind of compromise of some sort, and that this board would not be objectionable to some of us in Los Osos actually paying for their
way. We're not opposed. As all of us have stated, we're in favor of it. We're legally constrained by where we come up with money to fund it.
And this is the season for giving, and I'm sure a lot of people with Los Osos are giving in other areas, and to ask them to give a little bit more for is given to them for free because of access and stuff, and it's not really free. It's tax dollars.
Right.
But they're going to be given directly. In other words, they're going to be subsidizing this board if they do it. So I was happy to hear what I heard here today.
Good.
And at first when I heard about it, I had to think about it for a while. But being diplomatic, I believe that it is a budget question. And I really appreciate your consideration. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you for your comments. Yeah, Dr. Press.
So in your letter to the State Board.
Mr. Thomas.
So I'll just say something provocative here. I'd rather my stipend for each board meeting be directed towards video costs than, it's a symbolic sum anyway. It's certainly not going to pay my rent. So I'd rather it went to that than to me. So I'll put that challenge out to the rest of the board members to sort of matching, and maybe if we can lead that way, maybe then the community can start. So I don't know if it's even administratively possible. I can imagine the headaches that Sacramento wouldn't, but I'll offer it that way.
Well, we'll take that
into consideration,
and so we don't put anybody on the spot right now.
I wanted to put people on the spot.
Yeah, I know you do. Okay. Ms. Taylor, our last public speaker.
Good morning. My name is Gwen Taylor, and I am a resident of Los Osos. I can't encourage you strongly enough to continue to film these proceedings. I'm getting to a stage after attending these meetings for over 30 years, becoming very tired. But that said, I would like to say this to you now. Since 1994, as the basin plan was being developed, there have been three executive officers, Ken Jones, William Leonard, and Roger Briggs. Any one of these executive officers could have and should have ordered the implementation of an on-site wastewater management district.
Ms. Taylor.
Yes, sir.
You're starting to get into the Los Osos issue, the basin plan prohibition.
Yes, sir.
And issues that touch on the hearings December 14th and 15th.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The board is not going to be entertaining any public comments on today on those on that subject. And that's because we have a pending enforcement action, and it is unfair to the other designated parties that are not here and that can't hear what you have to say to the board. So you'll be able to make comments at the hearing on the 14th and 15th. But I don't want you to make any comments today on that item. Do you want to tell us more about the video production? We'll listen to that.
Very well, since this is being a restricted presentation. If you had been filming this, would you have allowed it to be said so that those who are at home could hear what I am saying now, so that those who are would be listening might be able to either reject or counter attack, if you wish, the presentation that I might have made. What I'm saying is that having this project, this meeting, anything that you are doing here in this room affects not only just Los Osos, but the state entirely. Therefore, to continue to film this meeting is of importance not just to Los Osos, not just to Santa Barbara or to Salinas, it's to the whole state. Please take this into consideration when you are allotting the funds to tape this this meeting for this whole state, not just a certain segment. Take that into consideration when you're looking for money.
Thank you for your comments. Does any other member of the public wish to address the board at this time on an item not on the agenda? Okay, seeing none, we can now go back.